already hour three tonight, where these things go so fast. There's just so much to try to bring you, to report on. David Oates is standing by down there in beautiful Oz. And David, how you doing? How's your shoulder feeling?
Oh, thank you. Shoulder's a lot better. The pain's basically gone now. I just got to not move it in a certain position or it jabs me. But
You're not working on the heavy bag then, huh?
No, I'm not. On a heavy bag?
That's an old boxing term. You work on the speed bag or the heavy bag. It's a big bag.
Oh, I see. No, I'm
just... You've seen it.
Yeah, I know.
David had massive shoulder reconstruction surgery. He got the parts at Walmart and hired a doctor to put them in. And apparently they're going to work. This is good.
So far, so good. What can I say? All good. All good.
That's enough. Don't throw away any of that pain medication. You may need it.
Oh, dear. Yeah. All right. Well, what have we got for you tonight? Let's have a look through what I've got here. Oh, we've got a few ones to talk about. So, yeah.
By the way, you mentioned... Excuse me, we got a little delay. You mentioned Naomi was not feeling well. Is she better? Is she back on the job?
Yes, she's back on the job. These reversals tonight have all come from her. Okay.
All right. Good. Glad she's feeling better. Good, Naomi. Good for you.
All right. So here we go. We'll start off with Bernie Sanders, and he's saying Congress will approve war, not the president. So here's the fluids.
Contributions and based on merit. We want people
That's
to
Trump.
Come into our country based
I
on merit.
I absolutely realize that. I don't know why that is labeled as Bernie Sanders. That's Trump. And that's
right.
What the first one is.
No,
see what
shit.
He says.
No shit.
No shit.
No shit.
Huh. Well, I don't know how that got on that file. That's
all right. Let's hear it again. Let's hear the forward.
That's quite bizarre. How strange. Okay, here we go.
Contributions and based on merit. We want people to come into our country based on merit.
And this is no shit.
No shit.
No shit. No shit.
Yeah, Donald. Come on. We want people to come in here on merit. No. You told us you were going to stop all immigration for 6 months until you could find out what the hell's going on. You lied. Forget this merit crap. We don't need any people in here based on merit or anything else until all Americans are provided for, all questions answered, and all issues taken care of. For our people first. America first. Don't make America great again. Don't keep America great because it's not great now. It's being taken down. The hats ought to say America first and mean it. Anyhow, go ahead, David.
Indeed. Naomi just sent me a message. She said, oops, sorry, I must have mislabeled it. So let's try this next one. This is Bernie Sanders talking about war with Iran.
Function of the United States, the most powerful nation on earth now, and our president. Mm. Should be to bring Iran, bring Saudi Arabia and Iran into a room together and to begin serious negotiations about how we can calm the tensions in that region, not inflame them, not threaten to go to war.
And here he says, sure, get serious, and they use that.
Sure, get serious, and they use that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, get serious, and they use that.
Not the best reversal. Yeah, he's just basically giving me what he's saying for us, you know, get serious about this, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not a real sharp one. There's a syllable missing in serious.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I saw that as soon as I heard it. All right, here's Bernie again.
And then you look recently at the war in Iraq, which I vigorously opposed because I did not believe Cheney, and I did not believe John Bolton, and I did not believe the Bush administration. Again, based on a lie that Saddam Hussein in Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Let me just say this. I will do everything that I personally can as a United States senator to stop the United States attacking Iran.
And here he says, Sam must look out.
Sam must look out.
Huh.
Sam must look out.
Oh, yeah.
Sam must look out.
America needs to watch it back.
Uncle Sam.
Yeah, Uncle Sam. Yeah. Yeah, it comes up occasionally. It's one of the metaphors of reverse speech. I think I've got one on Trump tonight as well, says Sam, if I remember correctly. All right, here's Brother Nathaniel on the song that got him banned from YT. What's YT?
YouTube.
YouTube. Oh, okay. Right, here we go.
They'll fall into a burning ring of fire. They'll go down, 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 and the flames go higher, and it burns. That ring of fire.
Says they lied and lied and lied.
The man lies and lies and lied.
The man lies and lies and lied.
Just said lied, lied, lied.
It's lies.
Oh, lies. Okay. All right. Why did that song get him banned?
Well, it wasn't the song. It was the rest of the video. That was just part of the video.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. I don't know anything. Well, does the reversal relate to the video? What video was this all about? They lied, lied, lied. I don't know.
It has to do with international Zionism. Let's leave it at that.
Okay. Fair enough. All right, here's Hillary warning of a fascist takeover of America. She's still around.
And in a time when we are beset by lies and propaganda, it is more important than ever to seek out credible sources of information.
And here it is, the shame of it.
No shame.
Oh, yeah.
No shame.
Yeah.
No shame.
Yeah, so is that a congruent reversal? It sounds like it.
It is, yeah. It is a congruent reversal. Yeah, she believes in what she's saying.
She's right on point. Yeah, she means what she's saying there. Interesting.
Yeah, very, very congruent reversal. And here she is again on the same topic.
Not only the wrongdoers, but the others who fail to act. Most of them know what needs to be done. They just lack the political will to do it.
And here she says, this ploy, walk it.
This ploy, walk it.
This ploy, walk it.
The political will.
Oh, gee, what happened then? Hang on, try that again.
This ploy, walk it.
This ploy, walk it.
I'm sorry, I can't. What is the third word? This ploy, I got that. But what is the third word?
Well, she's got it down as walk, W-A-L-K, and I was wondering whether it was work, W-O-R-K, but I'm not sure.
This boy walking.
This boy walking.
No, it's walk.
This boy walking.
It's a funny sounding walk, but I do hear the L in there.
This ploy, so what's the ploy? The ploy is a fascist takeover of America?
That's the implication.
Yeah. Well, I think she's saying, we're walking a fine line here. Okay.
Right.
And here's Ian, a chap by the. Oh, this is a funny one. This is a chap named Ian Ferguson, who's installing 5G in America. So here we go.
The rub of it is, America, that you're not going to know what I did to you for another 15, 20 years. And by then it's going to be too fucking late. It already is.
And here he says, we did marijuana.
Well, you did not a wouldn't.
Huh.
Well, you did not a wouldn't.
Well, that's not really relevant. I'm surprised at that reversal because it's not really relevant to the forward speech. What he's saying is very powerful. I don't know who Ian is. Is he just an electronic contractor who's going around installing this crap in some state or other? What? Who is he?
He's a contractor. It says the guy installing 5G is what the headline says.
All right. Well, he's 100% right. But in 15 years, it's going to be all over. No one will care. No one will speak. We got less than 10 years before AI takes over. So it's not going to happen. The rate at which the younger generations, the millennials and Gen Z, are being completely hegemonized, controlled, subjugated, dominated, programmed is astonishing.
Yeah. The reversal may not be relevant to the forwards. It could just mean they smoked some marijuana while they were in store.
He might have smoked some weed before he did that video interview. Who knows? I don't know.
Doesn't matter anymore. It's legal everywhere nowadays.
Most everywhere.
Except in Australia.
There's some states here that are still hardcore against it. So.
Yeah. It's pretty much that way here. All right, here's Jeremy Corbyn on world disarmament.
Think on, please, about a world that is one of peace and disarmament, is one of recognizing the values of all people, is a world that defeats racism.
That's what I said. Slow was it, oh people.
Slow was it, oh people.
Slow was it, oh people.
Yeah, there it is.
Slow was it, oh people.
Who is this guy? Who is this guy?
Jeremy Corbyn. He's a UK politician.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I know who he is now. I thought it was somebody else. Jeremy Corbyn. That's a weird sounding reversal.
Well, he's saying disarmament is slow in happening.
Yeah, he's a politician, big time.
Yeah.
But he won't be PM.
No, he's leader of one of the parties in England, I think. I don't know which one.
Yeah, I can't remember which one. It's not the Tories.
Okay, here's another one, Jeremy Corbyn.
No answers to those people that are desperate to get the medical help and support that they need. No answers to those going through a mental health crisis of any sort all over the world.
And he says there was no one in the other office.
There's no one?
There's no one in the other office.
There's no one in the other office.
Oh, yeah.
There's no one in the other office.
Yeah, nice and clear.
There's no one in the other office.
In other words, the other political party isn't doing the job. There's no one working on
right. They're saying they're incompetent. There's nobody there doing anything.
Yeah. Right, exactly right. So it's a nice grunt reverse. You have two grunt. Oh, we got one more on Jeremy. Hit three in a row. Here's the forwards.
Defeats racism, defeats misogyny, defeats the religious hatreds that are being fueled by the far right in politics, in Britain, in Europe, and the United States. They have no answers. No answers.
He says they'll rough it up.
You're rough it up.
Could be y'all. You all rough it up. Hang on.
You're rough it up.
Boy, it sounds like he says y'all, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound. It sounds Texan. It sounds y'all rough it up. Once again, another congruent reversal. So there you go. You have three congruent ones on Jeremy Corbyn in a row. He's not going to be UK PM, though. I think it's down to two now, isn't it? Two contenders.
Right, well, now. Looks like Boris Johnson has the solid lead at the moment. They're trying to block Bojo, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, always know Boris Johnson because he always has this unruly hairstyle.
No, it's not unruly. It's just natural. It's fine.
All right, here's John Stewart going off on Congress defend, going off on Congress defending 911 first response.
This should be flipped. This hearing should be flipped. These men and women should be up on that stage, and Congress should be down here answering their questions as to why this is so damn hard and takes so damn long. And why, no matter what they get, something's always pulled back and they got to come back.
I says, stealth, give a shit.
Stealth, give a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Stealth, give a shit.
Nice and clear.
Stealth, give a shit.
I don't know what the stealth means, but certainly the give a shit, you know, he's concerned about first responders. The stealth kind of throws me.
It's suggesting that we're being lied to about the bigger issues of 9/11, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that would be right, I guess. Yeah, that could very well be right, yes. I think we are, too, based on reverse analysis.
Oh, God, that never stopped.
No.
One of the most outrageous cover-ups since, well, it's the biggest one since JFK.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. I told you my YouTube on Silverstein got taken down off of YouTube video. My YouTube video got taken down off of YouTube from Silverstein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No surprise. They're taking a lot of people down. See, what they did, David, as you know, they're all Zionist Jewish owned. All the major components of the Internet. All owned by the same people. It's a private monopoly. They can do what they want. And they're using their private ownership of every tentacle of the Internet to exert complete control and domination over free speech, freedom of thought, freedom of expression. They're doing it. And they can do it under the Constitution because it's a free and privately owned operation.
Yeah, right.
So they can do it. It's bad. It's not good. There are a lot of very, very good sources that are vanishing.
Yeah, it's a shame. All right, so here he is again. I don't know whether it's the same forwards, but this is a second reversal.
He said, look, you know, you guys are obviously heroes, and 9/11 was a big deal, but, you know, we have a lot of stuff here to do. And, you know, we got to make sure there's money for a variety of disasters, hurricanes and tornadoes. But this wasn't a hurricane.
There's warning, they'll bleed.
Warning, they'll bleed.
Warning, they'll bleed. Warning, they'll bleed.
Yeah, well, you know, sure.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some big problems coming up. It's a congruent reversal, okay?
Yep.
He's a warning forwards and a warning in reverse. And here's the next one.
It's shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain on this institution. And you should be ashamed of yourselves for those that aren't here, but you won't be.
That's what it says. We shall break our disorder.
We shall break our disorder.
Oh, yeah.
We shall break our disorder.
I'll be bothered.
We shall break our disorder.
Yeah, there it is. Huh.
Who is this guy, David? Is this the contractor, the 5G contractor?
No, this is John Stewart. I don't know who John Stewart is. I don't know the name.
Oh, that was John Stewart?
Yes.
Well, he sounds like that 5G contractor.
Oh, hang on. Well, no, I don't think so. Okay, he is a 5G contractor.
The rub of it is, America, that you're not going to know what I did to you for another 15, 20 years.
And this is John Stewart.
Shameful. It's an embarrassment to the country, and it is a stain.
Higher pitch voice, yeah. Same kind of ethos. The 5G contractor, that guy, wherever you got that guy, if you can get more out of him, that's a worthy target.
Yeah.
5G is the biggest control mechanism ever to be inserted into our lives, next to television itself.
Yeah. We shall break our disorder with reversal. I don't know. Maybe he's hoping that things work itself out. I don't know. And then I have one more on John Stewart.
And you can end it tomorrow. Why this bill isn't unanimous consent and a standalone issue is beyond my comprehension.
And who's shit?
Who is she?
Who is she? Who is she?
Yeah, who put this rubbish together?
Right.
Basically what right. I'm saying. All right. Oh, yeah. Gee, I don't even want to give this guy airtime. This is Kenneth Copeland defending his lavish lifestyle.
Love Inside Edition. You got to get this now. Hey, you listen to me? My wife thinks Inside Edition is... Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll just play the reversal, then we can go to the break. Here is the silly.
Here is the silly.
Here is Natalie.
Yeah,
so he's just laughing it up.
That's right. Yep. All right, go to the break.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We will be right back with David and more reverse speech. David John Oates tonight, and hearing some more reverse speech. There is so much going on, David, so many news cycles, so many key players making statements about Iran and on and on and on. I don't even know where or how Naomi could begin to cover it all. She can't. She just grabs what she thinks is worthy. But just keep your eye on... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, look, like I've said for years, we need a team of researchers doing this, you know. There's so
I just don't understand why people don't, your students, send in reversals. They can focus on Bolton, Trump, Pelosi. Pelosi's statement alone today should be looked at. You're scaring the children. You're scaring the children. Oh, she told Trump, don't employ your mass immigration because you're scaring the children. And he caved right in. I mean, that statement she made alone should be, I'll send it to you. It really deserves to be taken apart. About 50 seconds, that's all. I'll send it over.
All right, so we are looking at Kevin Copeland defending his lavish lifestyle.
I think he's laughing at it.
And I understand that. And I love him with all my heart. It's your grandfathers that we're standing on their shoulders.
He said, our bullshit.
Our bullshit.
Barrel boosted.
That's what he deals in. It's all BS.
Yeah, it all is. You don't need vessels to know that. No. Oh, here's a surprising one on him. Wow. Oh, okay. Here we go. From the negative to the positive. Here's the forwards.
But with principalities and powers, unseen things, rulers of the darkness of this world. Talking about the devil, he's a very real devil. Just the same as Jesus is a very real Lord.
He says, save us, send God.
Save us, send God.
Oh, yeah.
Save us, send God.
Yeah, there it is.
Save us, send God.
Yeah, all right, okay. Well, there you go. One good one, one bad one.
That's what it'll take.
Indeed, that is what it'll take. Yep. All right, here's Mueller on the Russia probe. Okay, that's really interesting.
It contains our findings and analysis and the reasons for the decisions we made. We chose those words carefully, and the work speaks for itself.
It says, damn you.
Damn you.
Damn you. Damn you.
Yeah, he's probably upset at being hauled over the coals or everything that's going on with the whole thing, you know. Right. Whole things are farce. Next one along.
The indictments allege, and the other activities in our report describe, efforts to interfere in our political system.
I don't know what this means. See to it, Carolina.
See to it, Carolina.
See to it, Carolina. See to it, Carolina.
Don't know. What's Carolina? Senator in Carolina? Doesn't say whether it's north or south.
No idea on that one.
Yeah, none whatsoever. All right, next one along.
Is being decided in a process that does not involve our office. So beyond what I've said here today and what is contained in our written work, I do not believe it is appropriate for me to speak further about the investigation or to comment on the actions of the Justice Department or Congress. And it's for that reason I will not be taking questions today as well.
It says, this is hawking it.
This is hawking it.
This is hawking it.
Yep.
This is hawking it.
Yeah, just hawking your story, you know, hawking, you know, you're selling, selling something, aren't you? You're hawking.
Sure.
Saying, this is it, this is my position, okay?
Who is that again?
Mueller, who did the Russia report.
Okay, Robert Mueller.
Yeah. Robert Mueller, that's right, yeah. And one last reversal on him.
Because it is important to preserve evidence while memories are fresh, and documents available. Among other things, that evidence could be used if there were co-conspirators who could be charged now.
And the worth it?
Worth it.
Huh.
Worth it.
Interesting.
Worth it.
Interesting. Look, he's just valuing his own report, you know. My report is worth it. My findings are valid. You know, I'm selling it to you. And, damn you. Leave me alone. Yeah, it's all makes sense. All right, now we've got four on the Queen talking to Trump. Oh, this will be interesting. Okay, here we go.
British companies in the United States employ over 1 million Americans, and the same is true vice versa.
Here she says, I service your bullshit.
I service your bullshit.
I service your
bullshit.
Oh, that's funny.
I service your bullshit.
Oh, my. Okay. She doesn't believe in Trump's BS, but she's giving a speech about it and praising it all, doing the proper thing. Okay, servicing your BS.
How old is she, David?
She is 93.
Uh-huh. Pretty sharp.
Just turned 93. Yeah. And, that was quite a clear reverse. I'm going to run that one again. Here's the forwards.
British companies in the United States employ over 1 million Americans. And the same is true vice versa.
Okay. I service your bullshit.
I service your bullshit.
I
service out.
Yeah, well,
all part of the job.
Yeah, I was about to say something very similar. Yeah, that's what she does. And here we have strange one on ISIS, which comes up occasionally in reverse speech on politicians.
Uh-huh. Mr. President, in your State of the Union address this year, you paid tribute to some of the American heroes who risked their lives.
And here she says, ISIS heard it.
ISIS heard it.
Wow.
ISIS heard it.
Didn't we?
ISIS heard it.
Didn't we track that down as being a spy system or computer hacking? I can't remember. Someone told me what ISIS was. It's, I don't know if Naomi or Jeff are listening. I know they both are. Maybe they can message me and prompt me on what ISIS was.
What do you mean
was.
What ISIS was? What ISIS was the brutal beheading, butchering terrorist group. We know that. That's ISIS.
Oh, yeah. Right. I was thinking it was something else as well. I, you know what? You're right. You're right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Don't worry about it. Have another pain pill. You won't care. It's all right. Just relax. It's okay.
All right. Here's the next one.
And we owe an immeasurable debt to the British, American, and Allied soldiers who began the liberation of Europe on the 6th of June, 1944.
Here she says, reason, share a villain.
Or even share a villain.
Or even share a villain.
Or even share a villain.
So yeah, what she's saying is, yeah, the reason, share a villain, Hitler. Share, we all share the same villain. It was Hitler. Bad Hitler.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah. I was thinking Iris. That's, someone just messaged me and said I was thinking Iris. I-R-I-S. Too many pain pills. They call them endo. They're opium-based. They're actually quite nice. It's almost worthwhile having the pain.
There's nothing wrong with it. You need the pain relief, you should have it. I agree.
Yep, I know. All right, so now we have, you know what, I'm going to skip a couple here and get on to Trump because I can go back to these after we're going to run out.
Good. All right.
Okay, so here's the Trump kicking someone out of a room for coughing while he's talking.
It's a fantastic financial sin. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Get a shot of, and I'll come over here.
You just can't.
Just a chance of shot.
Okay.
Sorry.
And Babbage says, and the families will be bad.
And the families will be bad.
And the families will be bad.
Quick.
And the families will be bad.
It's just quick. I think he's just thinking, you know, the families, people, kids might interrupt his speech. Don't know. All right, here he is kicking off his 2020 campaign.
Republicans believe that every life is a sacred gift from God.
Huh, strange reversal. Fake your guess.
Fake your guess.
Huh.
Fake your guess.
How interesting.
Fake your guess.
Yeah, he's not as congruent on abortion as he sounds. He's not sure. He's talking fours about being anti-abortion. That's a comment.
Right.
But he's not sure on the moralities or the what of it. He's faking it. Huh. And here he is again on abortion.
Republicans believe that every life is a sacred gift from God.
That's the same forwards, and you better deal.
Liberty meal.
You know what? He could be fake. Your guess couldn't be a dig at the Democrats, and you better deal. You better deal with me on the issue of abortion. He could mean that. Anyway, all right. Here we have.
Do we have anything Was she able to get anything on the Iranian issue and what he said about canceling the raid with 10 minutes to go, the big bombing raid? These are big, big events. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing here on that. I'll do that myself after the show because I'm interested in that myself. Why he canceled. That was, no one was expecting that.
Yeah, if you're, if you've got anything, we can tuck it in tomorrow night's program with Christian.
I'll go and look at it after the show. Oh, I got to get ready for it. Right, I can get ready for tomorrow night. Okay, sorry. Excuse that.
No problem.
Sigh of frustration there.
Yeah.
All right, so here we have Trump again.
MAGA! MAGA! MAGA country! We're in MAGA country, that I can tell you.
And it says, a gun.
Good job, I gun.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, I gun.
Yeah, he's shooting off with his MAGA campaign. That's his weapon of choice.
Yeah, he's shooting off his mouth is what he's doing.
Yeah, that's true. And here's the other Sam reversal I told you about. Remember I said I had a second one?
So yeah.
Here's the forwards.
But, you know, today we had a massive day on the stock market.
And I had the Sam.
No, yes, Miss Sam.
Yeah, he's saying, you know, he's looking after America. I, the Sam, I got it in hand, you know. Stock market had a massive day, you know, it's in the bag. I'm looking after things. That's what reversal means.
Right.
Oh, here's one you're going to like, Jeff. Well, like as in terms of have a comment on. This is a better way of putting it. So here's the forwards.
I would have said that 3 years ago. It wouldn't be a contest, right? You ready? Keep America great.
And here he says, Hillary, you're set.
Hillary, you're set.
And that,
Hillary.
That buys into your.
He knows.
She's going to run.
He knows damn well she's going to run. He knows. He knows what's coming. Absolutely. Sure. Good. That was a good one.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that one. All right. Here he is again.
And nothing would make us happier than to be able to work with Democrats to rebuild our nation's infrastructure, to bring down drug prices.
It says, I love you.
I love you.
Only just. That's not a strong reversal. But it's congruent, you know. He's, telling the people he loves them.
He's conning the rabble again.
Yes. And here he is again.
It's time to pass Tate's Law, end sanctuary cities, end catch and release, deport vicious gang members, which we're doing, stop human trafficking, stop illegal immigration, and establish a modern immigration system based on skills.
And this one says, all shit.
All shit.
Oh, yeah.
All shit.
Well, there's an honest statement. He knows it's all BS. He knows. It's all crap. It's all a lie. There it is, right straight from the horse's mouth. It's all a lie. It's all crap.
He knows. Here's another one that expresses the same sentiments. He's talking on Jerusalem. This is still kicking off his 2020 campaign. Talking about Jerusalem Embassy and Golan Heights.
And as I heard Mike saying before, we recognized the true capital of Israel and opened the American Embassy in Jerusalem. And we recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights.
And he says, my bullshit.
My bullshit. My bullshit.
Yeah. Well, there he is. Wow.
See, there's the subconscious telling the truth. You can't con the subconscious.
You're absolutely right. And here he is with another interesting one.
And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again.
You know...
And we...
Yeah, go on, Jeff.
David, it is so disheartening to hear those people cheering lies and fraud. And they'll cheer anything. That's how blinded they are to reality.
Well,
that's
yeah,
the part that bothers me.
Well, you listen to the reversal. It says, MAGA, fierce, high crime.
MAGA, fierce, high crime.
MAGA, fierce, high crime.
That's strong.
MAGA, fierce, high crime.
It's saying so his whole campaign.
It's high crime. It's a fraud. Of course.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
And remember, for you newcomers, that is the voice of his subconscious mind speaking his reality above and beyond his conscious forward speech, which is full of lies and deceit. And that's what the mindless Trump base is cheering. They'll cheer anything. Doesn't matter.
All right, here he is again.
And I withdrew the United States from the disasters. Just a disaster. A disaster. The disastrous Iran nuclear deal and imposed the toughest ever sanctions on the world's number one state sponsor of terrorism.
A lie. A bald-faced, grotesque, despicable lie.
I don't know what the reversal means. No woman sorrow.
No woman sorrow.
No woman sorrow.
I don't know.
No woman sorrow.
Don't know how you'd interpret that. No idea.
Couldn't even guess. I don't know.
Doesn't matter. All right, talking about a... Here we go.
See, you got earlier, his new campaign expression is going to be, first it was make America great again, now it's going to be keep America great. As if he has somehow magically found work for 103 million Americans who are out of work, who aren't even being counted in the statistics anymore. He has done nothing. The economy is not booming. It's a lie. And the reversal before this last one, you ought to play that again, right now.
Where which one was it?
Where his subconscious admits it's a high crime.
Oh, MAGA fears high crime. Yeah, okay, so here's the forwards.
And together, we will make America wealthy again. We will make America strong again. We will make America safe again. And we will make America great again. Thank you, Orlando.
And MAGA, fierce, high crime.
MAGA, fierce, high crime.
Clear as day.
MAGA, fierce, high crime.
Can't get much clearer than that.
MAGA, fierce, high crime.
Yeah, there you go.
Make America Great Again is a fierce, high crime of fraud and a hoax, misdirection. It's just a con job. Always has been. Very clever. Very well done. Did you hear him mention birthright citizenship, anchor babies earlier? It was in there, in the forward speech. He promised 5 or 6 months ago he was going to, through executive order, end birthright citizenship. He never heard another word about it. Gone.
All right.
The guy lies. Last week he said he was going to begin deporting today millions of illegal aliens from the U.S. And then Nancy Pelosi said, oh, President Trump, you're scaring the children. And he allegedly took that seriously and said, well, I'll postpone the eviction of all of these people. It's all such a lame, brainless sideshow, a freak show. It's scary that the people could eat this up like that. Well, they do. Anyway, you have one more you want to play? We can do that.
Hello, here's a quick one. Here we go.
And we are taking billions and billions of dollars in. And remember this, and you know it as well as I do. We have never taken in 10 cents from China.
No, I'm not going to play the whole fours. He says, fuck you, media.
Fuck you. Yup. Fuck you. Yup.
Yeah, there you go. Let's finish off on that.
Yeah, well, pretty clear. Yeah.
I'll see you tomorrow night, Jeff.
Thank you, David. As always, you get well. Take it easy. We appreciate it.
No worries, mate. All right. Okay.
Take care. David John Oates and Reverse Speech. ReverseSpeech.com is the website. He's got well over 10,000 examples if you want to hear them. And tomorrow night, he'll be back with Christian Cadieux, and we'll take a look at another bizarre story with Reverse Speech analyzing some nefarious character. We did Jimmy Savile, what was it, last month? Wow. All right, that's tomorrow night, among other things. Talk to you soon. Thanks for being here. Take good care. And tomorrow night, 21 hours, we'll be back.